Hello. Ho, 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 ho. It's not a Christmas show, because they're naff. So it's going to be a Christmas show, because it's Christmas time. But it's not going to be really full of Christmas records and ho, 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 ho. And, well, it might be some cheering. Like, no, that's laughing. Oh, anyway, it's show 164. And I'm going to start off with La Luz, or La Luz, with the song Call Me In A Day.
Sandwiches would turn the dark into day. They sold wine like turpentine to painters. They took the social life like props to aviators. Harry, Irene were a a couple that ran a canteen. Harry, Irene were a couple that lived in the green. Ran a canteen. Ran a canteen, took Harry for all of his green and Irene. Harry was left holding an empty canteen. And by the way, folks, it was Dusty, not Harry. What does this mean? What does this mean? What's the meaning of this? Poor Harry, I guess.
Obviously, Captain Beefheart, Don Van Vliet, sadly missed. That was from the Shiny Beast Backchain Puller album. It's Harry Irene. Going to play The Rabble, Canadian band from the 60s. Going to play Can I Squeeze Your Boil? And you can't get much more Christmassy than that, can you?
Can I squeeze your boil? Can I Darkness is Begins. That last track was Velvet Underground, and it was Lonesome Cowboy Bill. This is a band, Morgan Delt, and this is called Little Zombies. Next one of this first three is going to be White Fence, and the track is called Like That.
My life on paper. If I could just get left for, we got me. Hello, this is Coop. If I'm sounding a bit muffled, it's because Miggins has got me behind a mask this week. He's got a bit Howard Hughes on us. I've got a few germs, so I've got a mask on. My first one for tonight is a single by Camper Van Beethoven from 1986, and it's Take the Skinheads Bowling.
Every day I get up and pray to John, and he increases the number of clocks by exactly one. Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. Last night there were skinheads on my lawn. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Some people say that bowling alley's got big lanes. Say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Dream last night about you, my friend. Had a dream I wanted to sleep next to plastic. Had a dream I wanted to lick your knees. Had a dream it was about nothing.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
Right, I will stick in a couple of Christmas tunes because I'm a naff fucker. That was the first one. As Legs would say, that's what you do at Christmas. You take the skinheads bowling. Here's another one. This is what Santa does with his presents Christmas Eve. This is the Head Coaties with Park It Up Your Ass.
Crowded in here. to the toilet as well? Can't see without your specs. Here, have a swig of this. This will stop you pissing on your boots. Do us a favour, pal. Park it up your ass. 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 Put this in your pipe and smoke it down.
Right, this one is a Christmas single. It's on Holy Mountain Records. It's Moon Duo with Silver Bells.
We'll be right back.
So that was The Fall with their version of a Merle Haggard song, White Line Fever. Before that, you had the West Coast pop art experimental band, Volume 3, that was from, and the song was Ritual Number 1. I'm going to play next, it's the Sons of Kemet, and the song is called Inner Babylon.
Thank you.
That was 5 years ahead of my time, the third Bardo.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you very much, Seven.
Listen to that on Christmas.
You can. You could probably listen to it if you go back over some of the shows. So I'm now going to play this one, which has also been played before. It's the Del Vets, Last Time Around.
Sinking on deeper down, my head is just spinning around and round. I can't seem to shake this feeling. Oh, my body is a rocket and reeling. Oh, it's such a funny feeling that I know this is the last time around for me. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sinking on deeper down. My eyes are blurred and I can't hear a sound. Fight! Help me fight it. 'Cause I know this is the last time around for me, oh yeah. Oh, it's taking me over and it's swallowing me up. I'm caught in a landslide, I can't bend the curve. I've run out of time and I've run out of blood. I know this is the last time around, oh yeah.
Next track I'm going to play is called Action Women. It's by the Electras.
Thank you.
This is Coop. Yes. This is the Super Furry Animals with Golden Retriever.
Zebra cross. So you need protection from every direction, but she'll get you anyhow. 'Cause she's a golden retriever. Retrieves her oldest coin. Need to blind lead on every dark alley. There she'll cream you dry.
Okay, next one is 7-inch by Darwin Dees from 2010. It's called Radar Detector.
You and I buy star maps and drive my car around Los Angeles. You and I buy star maps and ding-dong ditch a televangelist. Detector. I drive 1,000 miles an hour. I won't go on and on, but you are always looking out for me. You and I go shopping and find exactly what we're looking for. You and I detector. I drive 1,000 miles an hour. I won't go on and on. You are always looking out for me because detector. I drive 1,000 miles an hour and I won't for me.
Some Richard Hawley now. This is from Ladies Bridge and it's called Sirius.
Did you say a Ladies Bridge?
I did say a Ladies Bridge. Oh, cheeky.
When you are in love, are you feel the stars above? Darkness in disguise. But when you are alone, a kiss can turn your heart to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Oh, it's serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind. Made you delirious. Oh, it's serious, so serious. Take her in your arms, don't be afraid. Never be afraid. When you are in love, are the stars burn bright above? There's a kindness in her eyes. There's no darkness in disguise. Oh, but when you are alone, all your heart it turns to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Oh, it's serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind made you delirious. Oh, it's serious, so serious. Take her in your arms, don't be afraid. Never be afraid.
Hello, it's Lagos. I'm going to play my last three for, was it 164?
Hi. Is that the last of this year, Cliff, or will we get another one?
It's debatable.
Most debatable.
Right, I'm going to play King Lollipop from the album Woodland Whoopee Songs of Old Calloway.
That's appropriate.
Yep. And I'm going to play Dumpster Diving, which is also appropriate, because this year was the year of, like, the food bank, wasn't it? And everyone, you're having the rummage. So this is an ode to everyone that's had to dumpster dive this year. Keep on. Hopefully you can vote out the fuckers next year. And people won't have to hunt for food. But anyway, this is Dumpster Diving by King Lollipop.
way, but she didn't have a too much of money. Behind the corner store was a backup plan, and it looked just like the garbage can. Dumpster diving, dumpster diving. You and me, well, we'll go dumpster diving. Dumpster diving, dumpster diving. You and me, well, we'll go dumpster diving. Back at preschool, well, I was always hungry, but I didn't have left too much of money. Down on the corner was a wishing well that happened to be just a garbage pail. Well, dumpster diving, dumpster diving.
Christmassy now. I can't believe I was such a humbug before. I love Christmas. It's so awesome. So I'm going to play a Christmas song. It's by William Burroughs, and I think it's called Junkie's Christmas. Enjoy. It's a bit long, but it's a good story, and there's loads of good songs coming afterwards as well. So, in fact, I've got one more. Junkie's Christmas. Ho, 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 everybody.
It was Christmas Day, and Daddy the car wiper hit the street junk, sick and broke, after 72 hours in a precinct cell. It was a clear, bright day, but there was no warmth in the sun. Daddy shivered with a bitter cold. He turned up the collar of his worn, greasy black overcoat. This beat Danny Wooden pawn for a deuce, he thought.
It was in the West 90s. A long block of brown stone rooming houses. Here and there a holly wreath in a clean black window. Danny's senses registered everything sharp and clear with the painful intensity of junk sickness. The light hurt his dilated eyes. He walked past a car, darting his pale blue eyes sideways in quick appraisal. There was a package on the seat, and one of the ventilator windows was unlocked. Danny walked on 10 feet, no one in sight. He snapped his fingers and went through a pantomime of remembering something and wheeled around. No one. Bad setup, he decided. The street being empty like this, I stand out conspicuous. Gotta make it fast. He reached for the ventilator window. A door opened behind him. Daddy whipped out a rag and began polishing the car windows. He could feel the man standing behind him. What are you doing? Danny turned as if surprised. Oh, just thought your car windows needed polishing, mister. The man had a frog face and a deep south accent. He was wearing a camel's hair overcoat. My car don't need polishing, nothing stole out of it neither. Danny slid sideways, the man grabbed for him. I wasn't looking to steal nothing, mister. I'm from the South, too, Florida. Goddamn sneaking thief. Danny walked away fast and turned a corner. Better get out of the neighborhood. That hick is likely to call the law. He walked 15 blocks, sweat running down his body. There was a raw ache in his lungs. His lips drew back off his yellow teeth in a snarl of desperation. I gotta score somehow, if I had some decent clothes. Then he saw a suitcase standing in a doorway. Good leather. He stopped and pretended to look for a cigarette. Funny, he thought. No one around. Inside, maybe, phoning for a cab. The corner was only a few houses away. Danny took a deep breath and picked up the suitcase. He made the corner, another block, another corner. The case was heavy. I got a score, all right, he thought. Maybe enough for a 16th in a room. Danny shivered and twitched, feeling a warm room and heroin emptying into his vein. Let's have a quick look. He stepped into Morningside Park. No one around. Jesus, I never saw the town this empty. He opened the suitcase. Two long packages in brown wrapping paper. He took one out. It felt like meat. He tore the package open at one end, revealing a woman's naked foot. The toenails were painted with purple-red polish. He dropped the leg with a sneer of disgust. Holy Jesus, he exclaimed. The routines people put down these days. Legs! Well, I got a case anyway. He dumped the other leg out. No bloodstains. He snapped the case shut and walked away. Legs, he muttered. He found the buyer sitting at a table in Harrow's cafeteria. Thought you might be taking the day off, Danny said, putting the case down. The buyer shook his head sadly. I got nobody, so what's Christmas to me? His eyes traveled over the case, poking, testing, looking for flaws. What was in it? Nothing. What's the matter? I don't pay enough. I tell you, there wasn't nothing in it. Okay, so somebody travels with an empty suitcase. Okay, he held up three fingers. For Christ's sake, Skimpy, give me a nickel. You got somebody else, why don't he give you a nickel? It's like I say, the case was empty. Gimpy kicked at the case disparagingly. It's all nicked up and kind of dirty looking. He sniffed suspiciously. How come it stink like that? Mexican leather? So, am I in the leather business? Gimpy shrugged. Could be. He pulled out a roll of bills and peeled off three ones, dropping them on the table behind the napkin dispenser. You want? Okay, Danny picked up the money. You see George the Greek, he asked. Where you been? He got busted 2 days ago. Oh, that's bad. Danny walked out. Now where can I score, he thought. George the Greek had lasted so long, Danny thought of him as permanent. It was good age, too, and no short counts. Daddy went up to 103rd and Broadway. Nobody in Harrow. Nobody in the automat. Yeah, he snarled. All the pushers off on the nod someplace. What they care about anybody else? So long as they get it in the vein. What they care about a sick junkie? He wiped his nose with one finger, looking around furtively. There was no one he knew in the 23rd Street Thompson's. Jeez, he thought, where is everybody? He clutched his coat collar together with one hand, looking up and down the street. There's Joey from Brooklyn. I'd know that hat anywhere. Joey, hey, Joey. Joey was walking away with his back to Danny. He turned around. His face was sunken, skull-like. The gray eyes glittered under a greasy gray felt hat. Joey was sniffing at regular intervals. His eyes were watering. No use asking him, Danny thought. They looked at each other with a hatred of disappointment. Guess you heard about George the Greek, Danny said. Yeah, I heard. You been up to 103rd? Yeah, just came from there. Nobody around. Nobody around any place, Joey said. I can't even score for goofballs. Well, Merry Christmas, Joey. See ya. Yes. see you. Danny was walking fast. He had remembered a croaker on 18th Street. Of course, the croaker had told him not to come back. Still, it was worth trying. Brownstone house with a card in the window. P.H. Zuniga, M.D. Danny rang the bell. He heard slow steps. The door opened and the doctor looked at Danny with bloodshot brown eyes. He said nothing. He just leaned there looking at Danny. Goddamn alcoholic, Danny thought. He smiled. Merry Christmas, doctor. The doctor did not reply. You remember me, doctor. Danny tried to edge past the doctor into the house. I'm sorry to trouble you on Christmas Day, but I've suffered another attack. Attack? Yes, facial neuralgia. Danny twisted one side of his face into a horrible grimace. The doctor recoiled slightly, and Danny pushed into the dark hallway. Better shut the door, you'll be catching cold, he said jovially, shoving the door shut. The doctor looked at him, his face focusing visibly. I can't give you a prescription, he said. But doctor, this is a legitimate condition, an emergency, you understand. No prescription impossible, it's against the law. You took an oath, doctor, I'm in agony. Danny's voice shot up to a hysterical grating whine. The doctor winced and passed a hand over his forehead. Let me think. I can give you 1/4 grain tablet. That's all I have in the house. But doctor, 1/4 g. The doctor stopped him. If your condition is legitimate, you will not need more. If it isn't, I don't want anything to do with you. Wait right here. The doctor weaved down the hall, leaving a wake of alcoholic breath. He came back and dropped a tablet into Danny's hand. Danny wrapped the tablet in a piece of paper and tucked it away. There is no charge. The doctor put his hand on the doorknob. And now, my dear, but doctor, can't you inject the medication? No, you will obtain longer relief than using orally. Please not to return. The doctor opened the door. Well, this will take the edge off, and I still have money to put down on a room, Danny thought. Danny put down $2 on a $6 a week room in the West 40s, where he knew the landlord. He bolted the door and put his spoon, needle, and dropper on a table by the bed. He dropped the tablet in the spoon and covered it with a dropper full of water. He held a match under the spoon until the tablet dissolved. He tore a strip of paper, wet it, and wrapped it around the end of the dropper, fitting the needle over the wet paper to make an airtight connection. He dropped the piece of lint from his pocket into the spoon and sucked the liquid into the dropper through the needle, holding the needle in the lint to take up the last drop. Danny's hands trembled with excitement and his breath was quick. With a shot in front of him, his defenses gave way and junk sickness flooded his body. His legs began to twitch and ache. Cramp stirred in his stomach. Tears ran down his face from his smarting, burning eyes. He wrapped a handkerchief around his right arm, holding the end in his teeth. He tucked the handkerchief in and began rubbing his arm to bring out a vein. Guess I can hit that one, he thought, running one finger along a vein. He picked up the dropper in his left hand. Danny heard a groan from the next drum. He frowned with annoyance. Another groan. He could not help listening. He walked across the room, the dropper in his hand, and inclined his ear to the wall. The groans were coming at regular intervals, a horrible, inhuman sound pushed out from the stomach. Danny listened for a full minute. He returned to the bed and sat down. Why don't someone call a doctor, he thought indignantly. It's a bring down. He straightened his arm and poised the needle. He tilted his head, listening. For Christ's sake! He tore off the handkerchief and placed the dropper in a water glass, which he hid behind the wastebasket. He stepped into the hall and knocked on the door of the next room. There was no answer. The groans continued. Danny tried the door. It was open. The shade was up and the room was full of light. You'd expect an old person somehow, but the man on the bed was very young, 18 or 20. Fully clothed and doubled up with his hands clasped across his stomach. "What's wrong, kid?" Danny asked. The boy looked at him, his eyes blank with pain. Finally he got out one word. "Kidneys." "Kidney stones," Danny smiled. "I don't mean it's funny, kid. It's just I faked it so many times, never saw the real thing before. I'll call an ambulance." The boy bit his lip. "Won't come. Doctors won't come." The boy hid his face in the pillow. Danny nodded. "They figure it's just another junkie throwing a winding for a shot. But your case is legit. Maybe if I went to the hospital and explained things, no, I guess that wouldn't be so good." Danny trailed off. Suddenly he put out his thin, dirty hand and touched the boy's shoulder. "I'm sorry, kid. You wait. I'll fix you up." He went back to his room and got the dropper and returned to the boy's room. "Roll up your sleeve, kid." The boy fumbled his coat sleeve with a weak hand. "That's okay. I'll get it." Danny undid the shirt button at the wrist and pushed the shirt and coat up, barring a thin brown forearm. Danny hesitated, looking at the dropper. Sweat ran down his nose. The boy was looking up at him. Danny shoved the needle in the boy's forearm and watched the liquid drain into the flesh. He straightened up. The boy's face began to relax. He sat up and smiled. "Say, that stuff really works," he said. "You a doctor, mister?" "No, kid." The boy lay down, stretching. "I feel real sleepy. Didn't sleep all last night." His eyes were closing. Danny walked across the room and pulled the shade down. He went back to his room and closed the door without locking it. He sat on the bed, looking at the empty dropper. It was getting dark outside. Danny's body ached for junk, but it was a dull ache now, dull and hopeless. Suddenly a warm flood pulsed through his veins and broke in his head like a thousand golden speedballs. "For Christ's sake," Danny thought, "I must have scored for the immaculate fix." The vegetable serenity of junk settled in his tissues. His face went slack and peaceful, and his head fell forward. Danny the car wiper was on the nod.
Ho, ho, ho! Wasn't that lovely? That was William Burroughs with his beautiful Christmas story, Junkie's Christmas. Well, I'm going to leave you with, before the other Pauls party it up, I'm going to leave you with my favourite song of the year, which is Childbirth. I Only Fucked You as a Joke. Happy Christmas.
Right, this is Miggins, and I've got three more records to play you for this year, or this before Christmas. So happy bloody Christmas. I'm going to play Pere Ubu with The Modern Dance. Sorry about that. We've just had a visitor, so I got a bit confused. I haven't got my knobs in control.
There's a sound effect there for that.
Is there? No, surely not. Surely not. No, there can't be a sound effect for that. Was that it? That might be better. Right. Oh, dear. Right. I'm now going to play Libertines, and it's I Get Along.
Something quite right. You got the devil on your side. Stand it to your right. Come on. song, just singing my song. People tell me I'm wrong. Fuck 'em. It's kind of an hour, yes, so baby, here's what we'll do. Four for you and nine for him. Six for her, and lose it now. Don't let it go right. You got the devil on your side. Stand and take a right, come on. I get along. I get along.
Ooh, right, that was I Get Along by the Libertines. This is my last one of the night, and I'm stoned and starving. Parquet Courts.
I was so starving.
That's the best song ever recorded. That was Bad Brains with Pay to Come. This is the Def Set with Around the World. Transmission. Oh, sorry, I haven't got my mask on. Last song for Transmission 164. Leave it. Go on.
I want a ting. I want another ting. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you want a Babylon ting?
Go on, give me.
There you go. Right, last one. This is a Christmas song. This is Bob Seger and The Last Herd with Sock It To Me Santa. Have a wonderful Christmas, people.
Tatty bye.
See ya. Cheerio.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag. New bag. Don't you dare let those chimneys bring you down. You got to spread those toys all over town. My stockings are hung so you can see. Don't hit me up, Santa, lay some toys on me. Sock it to me, Santa, you know where it's at. Sock it to me, Santa, I want a baseball bat. This won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. I said, come on, dance, come on, prance. A brand new Santa's got to be the answer. Come on, Comet, and come on, Cupid. Don't just stand there looking stupid. Ah! He's got a bright red cape and a white mustache. Suck it to me, Santa. He's got lots of toys, but no time for trash. Suck it to me, Santa. Oh, this dress real mild from his head to his toe. Suck it to me, Santa. He's lost a little weight, but his jet is still rolling. Suck it to me, Santa. Suck it to me, Santa. You heard what I said. Suck it to me, Santa. Come on, bring me a sled. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new band.